Blog Talk Radio.
Forgiven of the sins as well as the, forgiven of the sins as well as the consequences of those sins. That's what we want to be forgiven of. There are a lot of things on my mind, see, and I don't remember them all. But one thing keeps coming up in my mind to remember to say to you all, Shane, is that I remember when I was about 16, maybe 17 years old, I was listening to a program on PBS, and it was on a Saturday, and the television that we had then was not good. The difference in television now, I have one that is pretty good. But and the television was a black and white TV. And this guy, I thought he was an Iranian. And I thought his name was Nasser. I'm trying to remember, but I don't remember much. I even asked the children to help me with a lot of things. I forget a lot of things nowadays. But this guy who I think was, said his name was Nasser, he was telling the man that was interviewing him, I thought he was an Iranian. He could have been an Egyptian. I don't know what he was, but he gave me some information that I have been searching a very long time for, maybe over 50 years now trying to find out, is this true? And I think it's true. He was telling us, black folks, that we were in Israel, and then we were black there, but now they want to place them with white people. And I'm thinking, if I call PBS and ask them, would they find a tape or understand what I'm trying to say to you, them, and to search in their, among their films that they may have stored? But that's been a long time ago. That's been years ago, like I said, maybe 50 years ago. And I don't know if they stored their film from that long ago. But it's true. He said that the people that were in Israel were black. And now you want to replace them with white people. So, and he was saying that in 1948, the people that had left from Israel were dark-skinned people, and they wanted to replace them. They had replaced them with white people. And I was trying to find in my notes the name of the white people that were replaced over there for us. And they refused to admit that they are not the black folks of the Bible. They are not. See, if you listen to me, and if you do not believe what I am telling you, I would tell you to read in the book of Genesis, that before the Exodus, where Joseph was sold to a contraband of people, and they were Egyptian people. He was sold, and one man, the Egyptian man, took him to take care of his house, and his wife got an attraction for him. She wanted to have sex with the man. She kept asking him, and he did not want to have sex with her. He was trying to respect his religion and his God, and she kept on trying. So one day she decided to have the other servants to leave, and she only had him to stay. She wanted him to stay there and to do what she had asked him to do, but he would not do it, and he got away from her, and he lady pulled on his jacket, but he got out of his jacket, and she held on to it, and she told her husband, when he got home, the Egyptian that you have brought us, this is, he has tried to rape her. That's the lie she said on him. She lied on Joseph. And white women have been lying on black men, but most black men would take the offer. You know, they will have sex with him. But Joseph did not want her because he loved God. He was trying to protect himself and be true to his religion. So he ran out of the house, leaving his jacket behind. Well, she pulled his jacket off of him, according to what I remember reading. He caught him by the jacket, and he wrangled himself out of the jacket and ran away from her. So I have talked long enough about that. That's one of the things that has been on my mind. And of course, you all know about the election that we have here in America, and it's probably going to be contested by Trump because he is losing. I hope he remember how he cheated, in my view, Mrs. Clinton out of the presidency. I woke up the next morning and I had gone to bed thinking that Mrs. Clinton would be the next president of the United States, but she was not. And I wondered why, and they were telling me it was the Electoral College that chose Trump. The people did not choose Trump. Then the people did not choose him 4 years ago. If the truth be told, he lost by, I think, 3-point-something million people, but their votes. And I don't know how that Electoral College really works. But Trump was president, and he was not chosen by the people. Then, as well as he is not chosen so far today by the people, although there are some people that want him to be president, then there are some that do not want him to be president. I do not want him to be president. He was terrible. He was like in the seven sins, I forget where they are, but he was boisterous and he was bragging on himself too much. I did not care for him. So let me get off of that subject, tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy and to rest. You can read this in the book of Deuteronomy, where you will find the Ten Commandments, but there is also in Exodus, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. You read it for yourself. You find that you are to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Most of you people go to church on Sundays when you should not. Constantine, many of you may have not gone to college. That's where I was trying to go. I was not successful. I did not graduate. I am a dropout. But Pope Constantine changed the Sabbath day to a Sunday. Constantine was a pagan worshiper, and he changed the thing that our Father in heaven left us. So, and I'm telling you, children, do not follow Constantine. Our Father has stopped just about church service on Sundays because it's wrong. We were enslaved and we were doing what they had. When I say they, I'm talking about the ones who enslaved us, and they are the white people. You're not supposed to do everything that they do. You're not supposed to follow Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, that stuff. And I want to thank you all. Many of you all did not participate in Halloween this year. And I know that I did not. And no one came to my house. I'm very glad of that. So our Father in heaven put a stop to that because you do not want to catch that disease and die. You know, we have a disease going on right now that will kill any of us that tries, not tries, that follows the white man. It can lead you to your death. And if you are like me, you don't want to die. You don't want to follow him. You don't want to get contagious with that disease and carry it around like our president. He says he doesn't have it, although he had the disease. And within 3 or 4 days, he was back out running around in the public because he was trying to win the election and he lost. And now he doesn't want to concede. He still should concede. And some of his followers are here in Detroit and most of them live in the suburbs. Black Detroit is a black, we are like Israel, like Louisiana used to be black city, chocolate city. We in Detroit are like that. And we allow white folks to come in, and I don't know why they elected a white mayor, but I can understand so that we can get the things that we should get. We were didn't have those things, like a lot of the lighting. And by us having this white mayor, we were able to get street lights and all that on. I'm talking too much. Let me go and finish about, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you to sheep to know that Sabbath starts on a Friday evening around this time, and it ends on a Saturday evening around this time, 5 o'clock. I say 5 o'clock Friday evening to 5 o'clock Saturday evening is the Sabbath. Will be over then. I ask you, sheep, to have your 3 P's ready and handy. And you may ask me, what are the 3 P's? And I will tell you that they are pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down whatever references that I may give to you or whatever scriptures that I may ask you to read. Many of you have become computer savvy. You have what is called notebooks and that pads, iPads and all that kind of stuff. I need to start learning how to use those items because I need to know how to use those items. And I have talked enough. Now, my book on my blackboard on the computer it says that we are in 2 Kings chapter 7. But I will tell you, see, that God has blessed me enough to go a little further. And I have difficulty pronouncing the names that are in this Bible. And I am going to have difficulty today in that I will try to say the words. Then if I cannot say the words, I will spell them out to you. And I hope my Father in heaven blesses my eyes so that I will be able to see. I am in chapter 4 of 1 Chronicles. This 1 in Chronicles is spelled C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S. Let me spell that again for you. 1 C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S. Let's see. I want you to turn with me to First Chronicles chapter 4, and that's where I will start reading. And remember, see, many of the words that are in this Bible book, I do not know how to pronounce them. I will try to say them and spell them out to you. Let's get started reading in chapter 4 of 1 Chronicles. The sons of Joshua, Perez, that's spelled P-H-A-R-E-Z, Hazon, that's spelled H-E-Z-R-O-N, and Carmi, that's spelled C-A-R-M-I, and Hur, and Shobal. Hur is spelled H-U-R, and Shobal is spelled S-H-O-B-A-L. And Reha, spelled R-E-A-I-H-A, the sons of Shobal, spelled begot him. That's spelled J-A-H-A-T-H. And Jehah begot J-A-H-A-T-H begot Ahuma, A-H-U-M-A-I, had. Lahad, spelled L-A-H-A-D. These are the families of the Zoranites, spelled Z-O-R-A-T-H-I-T-E-S. These were the fathers of Etam, spelled E-T-A-M, Jezreel, J-E-Z-R-E-E-L, and Ishma, spelled I-S-H-A-I-S-H-A-M-A. Let me spell it for you. Try to spell it a third time. I-S-H-M-A. And Ibash, spelled I-D-B-A-S-H. These are the names of their sister. And the name of their sister was Hazel Point. That's spelled Hazelelpoin. And Peniel, the father of Gedor, that's Peniel, is spelled Peniel, and he is the father of Gedor, and Ezra, the father of, and Ezra is spelled Ezra, the father of Hushar. Hushar is spelled Hushaah, the son of Hur, Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem, Asher, the father of Tekoa, spelled Tekoa, had two wives. Hillah, spelled Helah, and Nara, Narah. And Nara bore him Azuma, spelled Ahuzam, and Hefer, spelled Hepher, and Kelmeni, spelled Temeni, and Hasatara, spelled Haar. Let me spell that again. Hashatari. These were the sons of Narah, Naarah. These are the sons of Helna, spelled Helah, were Zereth, Zereth, and Zorah, and Ethan. Zorah is spelled Jezora, and Ethan is spelled Ethan. And Coz, Coz, begat Anub. Anub is spelled Anub, and Zorba, spelled Zobebah. These are the families of Ashnah and Haram. Ahasian is spelled Ahagel, the sum of Harum, spelled Harum. And Jabez was spelled Jabez, was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother's name was Jabez, Jabez. Sing, because I bore him with sorrow. And Jabez called on God, Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. And, excuse me, see, I have to go. And that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And Shelob, spelled C-H-E-L-U-B, the brother of Shuba, spelled H-U-A-H, Mihar. Mihar. Mihar is spelled M-E-H-I-R, which was the father of Esam. Esam is spelled E-S-H-T-O-N. And Esam begat Bethera. Bethera is spelled B-E-T-H-R-A-P-H-A. And Pasha is spelled P-A-S-E-A-H. Thinan is spelled T-H. Let me spell that again. T-E-H-I-N-N-A-H. The father of Ishna. Spelled I-R hyphen N-A-H-A-S-H. These are the men of Rechem, spelled R-E-C-H-A-N. And the sons of Kenzar, spelled K-E-N-Z-A. Othniel, O-T-H. N-I-E-L, and Sashra, spelled S-E-R-A-I-A-H, the son of Othniel. Hehaz, spelled H-A-T-H-A-T, Othniel. Begat Oprah. Mononil is spelled M-E-O-N-O-T-H-A-I. Begat Oprah. And Cesareel begat Jobed. Cesareel is spelled S-E-R-A-I-A-H. Begat Jobab. Joab, spelled J-O-A-B, the father of the valley of Let me spell that for you. C-A-R A-S-H-I-M, when these were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the sons of Jennifer, spelled G-E. Let me spell that again. J-P-H-U-N-N-E-H. Anu, spelled I-R-U. Enoch, spelled E-L-A-H, and Naam, spelled N-A-A-M, the son of Elah, Eben, Kenzah, K-E-N-Z-A, the sons of Jezreel, spelled J-E-H-A-L-E-L-E-E-L, Zip, Z-I-P-H, and Zipha, Z-I-P-H-A-S, Tara, T-I-R-I-A, and Asriel, Asriel, A-S-A-R-E-E-L, and the sons of Ezra were Jether, J-E-T-H-E-R, and Mered, spelled M-E-R-E-D, and Asper, Epher and Jalon, Jallon, she bore Miriam and Shimea and Ishbal, the father of Ishbamah, spelled Let me spell it again. I forgot where I was. Oh, here. Eshtemoa. The wife of Jehudah. Jehudiah. Bear. Jared. Jered. The father of Gedor and Huber, Heber, the father of Socho, that's spelled S-O-C, real, that's spelled J-E-K-U-T-H-I-E-L, the father of Sona, spelled J-A-N, O-A-H. And these are the sons of B-I-T-H-I-A-H, the daughter of Pharaoh, which Mered is spelled M-E-R-E-P. And these are the sons of his wife, D-I-A-H, the sister of Nahum, spelled N-A-H-A-M, the father of Kildash, spelled K-E-I-L-A-H, the Gamite, G-A-R-M-I-T-E, the Esthmite, spelled E-S-T-E-M-O-A and M-A-A-C-H-A-T-I-T-E. And the sons of Shema were Amnon, A-M-N-O-N, and Rainon, R-I-N-N-A-H, and Benahinon, B-E-N hyphen H-A-N-A-H, and Tilon, T-I-L-O-N. These are the sons of Ishma, spelled I-S-H-I. Were the sons of Zorah, Z-O-H-E-T-H, and Ben-Shoheth, spelled B-E-N hyphen Z-O-H-E-T-H, the sons of Shina, the sons of Judah, were Er, the father of Lacha, L-A-C-A-H, and L-A-A-B-A-H, the father of Mashar, ha, that's M-A-R-S-E. H-A-H. These are the families of the house of them that wrought fine
linen, wrought me the work with fine linen of the house of Ashbea, A-S-H-B-E-A. And Joachim, the son of the men of Chozah, C-H-O-Z-E-B-A. Oh, I'm going to still have to stop. And Joash, J-O-N-N-J-O-A-S-H, and Sarah, S-A-R-A-P-H, who had dominion over in Moab, and Jashub, J-A-S-H-U-B-I-L-E-H-E-M. These are ancient things. I am going to stop here in verse 23 and see, hopefully, you will be back with me this Tuesday at 11 a.m. I will be reading more of chapter 4 of Chronicles. Let's have a closing word of prayer, and I will make a few announcements and have a closing say good night to you all after I say this closing prayer. Father, thank you for saving us lost sheep. And you have found us, thank you. And we sheep are rejoicing and trying to remember some of the things that are written in the Bible. We are going through much, and whatever there is that you will help us to go through, thank you for allowing us to go through those things and be victorious. In Yeshua's name, I say that prayer as well as Yeshua is known in today's world. His name is better known as Jesus. In James chapter 4 and 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you sheep next Tuesday. Now, I want you to go and get this song, High and Lifted Up, by my nephew, produced by my nephew. It's on iTunes and Apple Play. My nephew and his college mate of Columbia College out of Chicago, they play instruments very well. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too, but God loves you much more, so much more. Jesus is love.
He won't let you down. And I know got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand.